think you helped yourself tonight in the quarterback competition?
I mean, Coach Jackson was just in here. What did he say? Good response?
I'm so confused now.
You know, once again, this is a day-by-day process, and I completely trust in, you know, the learning curve that I'm on, that Coach Jackson has me on, and we'll continue to you know, improve and learn from these opportunities when I'm out there.
One of the things he did say was obviously scoring points is pretty important in this game. You've been able to do that. You've led three touchdown drives. Brock hasn't. Do you feel like that gives you any edge here in this?
Well, I'm also out there significantly longer than a lot of those guys. You know, this preseason is geared for us younger guys to get out there and get reps. And Coach Jackson continues to put this whole team in good situations when we're out there to score points. Obviously, we know that the level of competition as the game goes on is going to continue to drop. And we take pride in our locker room to go out there and dominate no matter who's out there, whether it's a preseason game, a scrimmage, or a rep in practice. We're going to go out there and try to win. And, you know, I'm really proud of the situation that we've been in. You know, towards the fourth quarter where we're holding on to leads rather than trying to come back at the last second. And that's going to be what it's going to take for us to continue to be a winning football in the regular season.
You kids were a good defense, a really good defense last year, and the Saints were not a good defense last year. What was the difference in the experience of playing against, especially the one?
Well, there's this guy by the name of JPP who was kind of standing across from me, and that was definitely an eye-opener to be out there with him. But, it you know, all in all, as long as your preparation is set – for every defense you play, you're going to be able to see them all the same way. You know, I was pretty confident walking in with the game plan we had and, you know, put quite a bit of time in understanding the different looks they're going to give us. Obviously, in the preseason, you never know what those looks are going to be, whether they're going to give you the whole kitchen sink or keep it vanilla. But all in all, I think that this is just another opportunity for me once again to play against hybrid competition. You know, I stepped up to the plate. Obviously, I have a lot to learn, a lot to, you know, see from that, you know, my reps out there. But, you know, it was a pretty good outing, I think, on our side of the ball.
What do you think you improved on?
You know, we're still in the communication part of this process. I think I really improved on understanding the scheme and why I do what I do and why we're out there calling plays so I can communicate well in the huddle and, you know, what guys need to be doing and making sure guys are on the ball, off the ball, and the mindset for that play. And as long as that continues to go, we'll be able to play faster, get out there, and allow me to make checks. You know, it's right now I'm averaging about 12 seconds when I get to the line of scrimmage to make my things happen. I got to get that up to, you know, 16 to 20 seconds to be able to go out there, get us right into the right play, and continue to have success.
If they told you, hey, let's cut down on the running a little bit, would that disappoint you with the way you played?
You know, there's a lot of different ways of scoring points. There's a lot of different ways of moving the ball. And once again, I trust in Coach Jackson completely to make sure that the game plan is set according to what the defense has given us. You know, the way that, you know, this NFL is set up is the defense kind of dictates what type of offense you're going to run. And if the offense or if the defense gives us an opportunity to run the ball, we have two of the best backs in the league. We're going to give them the ball. We have one of the best offensive lines in the league. We're going to let them pound it up there. But if there is some opportunities to push it down the field, then duty calls. And we've got to make sure that we're successful when it happens.
Coach Jackson said he would like to put this thing to bed by Wednesday and move on with his quarterback decision, kind of wrap it up by Wednesday. Are you going to be kind of – on the edge of your seat, wondering, waiting, what your fate is?
No, you know, once again, I completely trust in this process that they set in front of me. And, you know, if Wednesday's the day, it's the day. I know that for me, it's just all about getting better, whether I'm the second string guy, third string guy, or first string guy. It's about me taking advantage of the reps that are in front of me. You know, we still got two more games in this preseason for me to get out there and learn as much as I possibly can. And if that's from the two spot, the one spot, I'll just make sure I'm doing my job the right way.
In terms of the running, Coach said that you told him you were kind of test driving yourself to see what it felt like at the end of a run in the collision. He said, no, don't ever do that. But were you actually doing that? You kind of wanted to see what?
Absolutely. You know, there's going to come a time, hopefully, in my career where it's going to be third down and eight, and the contact's going to happen at 6 yards, and I'm going to have to fall over forward with this size and this body and the way that we run me here and there. And I just wanted to make sure that I let the team know that, hey, this is the type of guy that I can be when it's time to run the ball. Now, when you get up and you have your chin strap over your eyes and your lips beeling a little bit, it kind of shows you that maybe you should protect yourself and make sure that this 16-game season has a quarterback who's ready to play and healthy every time.
Deshaun, what went into your decision to stand next to the guys hanging in?
You know, this is obviously a very sensitive subject in our country right now, and quite frankly, it's pretty sad on my part, but I don't really know too much about, you know, the different teams and what they're doing. But I did see an opportunity with my guys to support them on an awesome, you know, venture out there where they decided that they're going to pray in a time where this country is, you know, kind of all over the place in the sense of, you know, human rights and, you know, the racist movements. I decided that it was right for me to join my brothers who decided to take a knee by supporting them when they were praying.
Was that all on a whim, or did you have that planned out ahead of time?
I knew a couple guys were going to be a part of that, and I didn't know how I wanted to be a part of it yet, but I think that this is just an opportunity for me just to support those guys, and I'll continue to learn from it. And, you know, if there's something that moves forward, it does. But right now, we got to make sure that football is about football and not about making a bunch of statements. And today was just an easy way for me to just show my support towards the guys who have thought out the way they want to go about the situation.
Thank you.